Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Minutes past the hour, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One of the guys singing here is Emilio Castillo, poet, Tower of Power, founder, of course. The other is the late Rick Stevens. Rick Stevens was a colorful character. I knew him before he fell out from Tower of Power circa 1973 when he wouldn't show up for recording sessions because of the fact that he had drug issues, okay? And this song here, You're Still a Young Man, of course, was the signature song for Rick Stevens in Tower of Power for decades. But this is a song that Prince said he lost his virginity to in the backseat of a car. I mean, there's all kinds of legendary stories told about the song sung here by Rick Stevens. But Rick passed away this past Tuesday at the age of 77 in Antioch, California. He lived with his son, Donald Stevenson. In fact, that was his real name, Donald Stevenson, not Rick Stevens. That was his stage name. Of course, he came to fame with Tower of Power circa 1970 when they released East Bay Grease. In fact, they had another lead singer by the name of Rufus Miller. But Rufus was a little, he was gruff and he was okay. But, you know, they realized that Rick Stevens had the voice to be probably one of the greatest soul singers of all time, which he turned out to believe it or not. Because I'm telling you, You're Still a Young Man. Of course, the Sparkling in the Sand cut off the East Bay Grease album, that was really the original Tower of Power ballad that laid the platform for the rest of the band's 40-plus years. Straight up, Rick Stevens will be missed. Of course, passed away, as I said, at the age of 77 from cancer this week. Now, I had an interview from Take That Back 2014, May 3, 2014, with the great Rick Stevens. Let's see what Rick had to say back then about life. Mighty Horns of Tower of Power, folks. Young Man that sung lead on that song, recorded back in 1972 for Warner Brothers Records on the famed Bump City album, was on the line. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Rick Stevens, one of the true godfathers of soul music.
Thank you. Wow, I know that song oh so well. I affectionately call it nowadays Still a Young Fossil.
But you know, I'm going to give some people a little scoop on that song. This song probably created a lot of children. What I'm trying to say by that is there were a lot of incidents that took place in drive-in movie theaters in the 70s and things like that, in the backseat of cars, because Prince, the great Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, now known as Prince, he said, hey, that's how I sort of got introduced to women intimately, was in the backseat of a car listening to You're Still a Young Man.
Yes, indeed. He said he lost his cherry to You're Still a Young Man. I said, well, good for you, partner.
Rick, how's life treating you, man?
Oh, man. I'm blessed. I'm telling you, every show I've done thus far has been a sellout, and a lot of support from all the Bay Area musicians. Of course, the Tower, every time they come through, Pete and Sheila Escovedo, Tony Lindsay, the Santana guys. I mean, it's just been Carlos Reyes and you know, everybody just been really, really, really supportive. I'm just so appreciative. And thank you, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you my two musical highlights of 2013 were working that Back on the Streets a Year Again gig with you at the Great American Music Hall in the City by the Bay, San Francisco. And get this, number two was going to see Frankie Valli live in Sacramento, California. He was amazing. Rick, he was amazing. Rick, he was amazing. He hit every note, man. He's 79 years old. I said to myself, well, you know, if he misses a note here and then, I'll cut him some slack. He never missed a note.
I've still got it.
And get this. I'm not knocking my brothers or nothing like that, but, man, he played, get this, for an hour and 20, no, take it back, it was an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Straight.
Wow. Hey, well, it's still working for me, too, you know. I mean, I drink a lot of water, take my vitamins, and eat a lot of garlic. So it's working, even as I near three-quarters of a century on this planet.
Okay. Now, we watched that Mayweather fight up with Lenny Williams last year. Mayweather's going to fight tonight against Marcos Medina. I think Mayweather's going to roll through anybody. Do you think anybody's out there that can beat Mayweather, Rick?
Not as I know of. You know, I thought the boy, was it Saul Canelo?
Yeah, Alvarez.
Might do something, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. After he sort of shut the Mexican Mahler down like that for 12 rounds, although one judge, C.J. Ross, called it a draw, so he hasn't judged a fight since then. But after he got shut
down. You think Pacquiao? No. What about Pacquiao? Is there something still happening there?
No, I think he's just too old, man. He's old and he's slow. I know he's younger than Mayweather, but he looks old. You know what he reminds me of? A Filipino bus driver.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what the guy, you know, you ask him, hey, man, can I have a transfer?
My Pinoy Tagalog-Ilocano brothers not going to like that. You
know?
No,
they all, listen, they've been on me. Listen, I can't go to the Philippines. I'm outlawed in the Philippines. But, no, I'm telling you the truth. He's just gotten old. And the reason why he's gotten old is he's been fighting bigger guys, Rick. When you fight bigger guys, you know that it takes its toll, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, he's big in his home country. Congressman Pacquiao and stuff. So he ain't hurting for the cabbage.
So have you laid down any new songs on vinyl? Have you done a CD yet or anything like that? What's going on?
Yeah, I just finished a CD. Rick Stevens Back on the Seats Again, Volume 1, where I did a re-recording of. Song called "You're a Diamond Sparkling in the Sand" from my first album, East Bay Grease.
So did you Skip Mesquite and you sung that together the first time, right?
Yeah. Yes,
see,
Lord.
See, I happen to know I know my little history there. So are you singing this one all by yourself, or is there somebody doing it? Somebody else coming in?
Ironically, and as the fate would have it, I'm singing it with Skip Mesquite's son, Steve Mesquite.
Man, a little musical history.
Great youngster, like father, like son. It's off the chain. Just a beautiful recording, and with the help of Jeff Tamalier from the Tower, Mick Gillette, that great trumpet player, T. Moran, Bobby Vega, you know, for years with Etta James and that whole mob, and just great musicians, Rich Armstrong from Cold Blood. So it's all happening, man. Happening.
You know what, Rick? I know you're doing something about Boa High School today, and we'll talk about it in just a second here in San Francisco. But we used to go to dances, and it would be like a Luther Burbank Junior High School. Amelia remembers this, and Balboa High School. And we'd have to stand outside because we couldn't afford to get tickets, and we weren't going to the school. We're like younger, you know what I'm saying? We're junior high school kids, and we'd have to get outside, and we'd have to listen to the band through the wall. I mean, so yeah, I guess that was like pay per listen or whatever. But the bottom line was that's how we used to get introduced to Tower of Power as far as the live gigs were concerned because we were such young kids. And, of course, then came out the 1970 album on Bill Graham Records, San Francisco Records, East Bay Grease, and, of course, the song Sparkling in the Sand. So did you bring Mick in to do some trumpet work or who's doing the trumpet in that?
Yeah, Mick. Yeah, Mick is on the CD.
Okay.
Like I said, Mick and Jeff Tamalier, great guitar player from the Tower, and co-produced with them, you're gonna love it. Can't wait to give you. I wish you'd had one right now, dadgummit.
Yeah, we'd play one on the air. So tell me about Balboa High School. My mother was a graduate of the class of 1955, I believe, and I was born in 1957. So. Talk to me. And Emily Powell was the head of the Alumni Association. I don't know if she's still alive, but she was a member of the Northern California Veterans Boxer Association because her father was a world champion for a little bit. But she was the head of the alumni in Balboa High School for like 50 years. I don't know if she's still alive, but. Emily, if you're still out there, I hope you have a good time today because something's happening at Balboa. Now, tell me, what's happening at Balboa, Rick Stevens?
Well, it's a alumni type fundraiser for the school for the arts program with the great band Adelante. I'll be performing with them and in Vogue singer Cindy or I think it's Cindy. That went to Balboa with my son and my daughter. They were both alumni members of Balboa, the Buccaneers. Get a shout out to them. And it's going to be a great show. And next Saturday, I'll be there from the beginning to the end.
It's next Saturday, Rick?
Next Saturday, yeah, be there. Balboa High School on Onondaga. I think it's on Onondaga.
Yeah, right on Onondaga and San Jose Avenue, just like a block down. There used to be Garrett's Ice Cream Store used to be there, and my dad used to bring you there back in 1960. 1960. Hey, Rick, I'm going to wish you the best next week, man. I'm glad the album's going well. I'm glad you're doing well. And, you know, I mean, I don't want more to say, but congratulations. It was an honor and a pleasure to have to get you to introduce you at that 1 hour gig last, that 1 year gig last July and at the Great American Music Hall. As I said, man, one of the highlights of my life musically. And guess what, Rick? I've introduced presidents. So I've got to introduce presidents, and I've got to introduce Rick Steves. And straight up, they're the same.
Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart, Ben. And in closing, I'd like to give I understand you're going. This is going out to all Armed Forces Radio. I'd like to give a shout-out to all the men and women that standing up for us. And we appreciate your service, y'all. Y'all just take care, and a big-time hoorah to all of y'all.
We're skating on thin ice. Rick, we're skating out here. All the best to you, man.
Best to you, too. Thank you, my brother. Bless all y'all.
Skating on some thin ice here with my man Rick Steves and Tower of Power right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network. Back in the day, me and Rick Steves, man, 2014, May 3, 2014, didn't he sound happy? Didn't he sound, you know, he was, I'm going to say, he committed 3 murders, okay? It was a drug. Here's what's happened. These guys were doing drugs with him. They ripped off his money. I think they stole $100,000 from him. And he was on heroin, so somehow went back and forth. They had a confrontation, and people got shot, okay? And people died. And Rick went to jail for 35, 36 years. So when Rick was sending, Rick and I were corresponding when he was in jail towards the last few years as he was coming out, I said to myself, he'll never get out. He'll never get out. And then about 2008, 2010, I realized, you know, he's done his time, man. This has been there over 30 years. He's still rocking and rolling. Let the man out. He's never had an incident in jail. I mean, he was the cleanest inmate in the history of the California penal system. I kid you not. So Rick Steves gets out after like 36 years, and we're talking on the phone every couple of days, and it's sort of cool because he's getting his feet back on the ground. I mean, think about this, folks. You haven't been on the street since 1976, so you're back on the streets again for real, and it's got to be a queer feeling. It's got to be strange. I mean, it's got to be. So I watched Rick do these gigs, and he became more socially accepted as far as being able to accept social surroundings and this and that. Because, you know, there's got to be some issues spending that much time. But Rick, man, he shook any problems that he brought out of the joint with him. He was one of the greatest guys I've ever spent some time with. And every time I announced him, and I think I got to work 4 or 5 of his gigs, okay, he would say something like, "Go knock him dead, champ. Go knock him dead." Yeah, he was a champion himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Steves, Love Power with Tower of Power.